You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This week on Blitz Bills, do Bills fans have a right to be the most optimistic fan base? Plus, Tom Brady's looking for a nickname to trademark. We have some suggestions. All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Even though training camp doesn't open for another month, there's lots of news to talk about, including our big news here at Blitzed.
News?
We always have news. Our first live video show will be broadcast by the Big Play Sports Network in about a month from now.
Woo! Absolutely.
Is that sweat I see underneath your armpits
there? So much sweat.
Coach.
So much sweat.
Wow, nervous already.
I was sweating before I got
wearing
here.
Three shirts.
Wow. So if you thought we were hopelessly unprepared before, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, this is going to be a train wreck.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's my thing.
Our Blitz barkeep is really, you're clearing your throat right now?
I didn't do anything.
What is it? What are you doing?
Why are you looking at me? Just focus on the whatever those are, the words.
Unbelievable. I am. They're in my brain.
I'm a consummate professional over here.
Unreal. I start
talking.
But
a professional wouldn't stop over at
cue for coach to just start coughing away.
No, you're off your game.
Good stuff.
You're never on your game, though.
Our Blitz barkeep is finally back from his foray into children's baseball, and he's prepared an amazing, if not beguiling, drink for us tonight, the Strawberry Whiskey Smash, which sounds kind of like the kiss the coach gives his wife. It's got strawberries, Irish whiskey, mint, and lemon juice in it.
That's a good thing.
No, it's not.
That is a good
kind
thing.
Kind of a girly cocktail, guys. So let me ask you, what is a better chance of happening? Amari Cooper getting 2,000 yards receiving, or you ordering this drink in a public setting?
That's a tough one. That is tough.
It's pretty good, though, right?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Tasty.
You know, you got like a little Jameson's there mixed with the strawberries and got a little kick of the lemon and the mint. You know,
it's a nice sour.
Summer sipper.
I think technically it's a good drink, but I would never order it.
I'm going to go with Amari.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's doing 2K. Amari 2K.
Yeah.
I think Zeke Elliott just became a big fan of the strawberry whiskey smash. Yeah. He's like, give me the rock, not Amari.
Totally.
Unreal. Okay, if you'd like the recipe for the strawberry whiskey smash and want to find out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called, fuck you, coach, Behind the Sticks.
I was there.
He was so
ready.
He was so ready.
I was like, I'm looking over at the big puppy dog eyes. Like, let me answer this.
If he studies only one thing now, that's it.
Well, it's right there.
Yeah. Behind the mix.
Shit. No. Ix. No. Yeah.
There is an ix in
does
there.
That say?
God, where's the alliteration?
First down.
The over-under ratings for team wins are out in Vegas. And despite most franchises fans taking the over for their team's wins 75% of the time, Bills fans have taken the over bet of 6.5 wins 96% of the time, making them the most optimistic fans in the NFL.
Of course they are.
Okay, here's my question.
6.5, though?
Are Bills fans...
I'd go over.
Are Bills... Yeah. Hi, I have a question.
Oh, you have a question.
Yeah. Are they crazy?
Was he talking?
No, you know what? I'm just going to guess his question and... Let's just
chat
about it.
You know, you and I will just talk about
this. Yeah.
So what do you think the question is?
Over. I think they're not smoking anything. Bills fans are right on point.
Six and a half?
I'm going over six
and a half.
I'm going over.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. Sorry. What was the question?
Oh, would you like to hear the question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Will we have hosts new show? Okay.
Will we? Okay.
What did he say there?
I'm drunk.
Will we have host new show?
I think he said, will we have host new show?
I really did. I think he said that.
Did he say that? I'm taking the over under on the beers.
Yeah. No.
It's at 6.5, and I'm going over.
On the over under prepositions?
Yeah.
I'm going one.
Will we have host show? New show.
No prepositions at all.
Yeah, I'm taking
the under.
Taking the under here. Is that what you're going to
Fucking grammar. Why are we talking grammar? Ask your damn question.
This is an educational program.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is over under new host next show 2.5. That was my question.
Well, it didn't come out that way.
I know. I get it.
You fucked that up.
I get it. Thank you. Yeah. Wow.
We will have host can't wait. New show.
Yeah.
Can't wait for our live shows, guys. This is going to be amazing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
here is my actual
question. What's the
question?
Just talk to us like we're idiots. Just talk it through.
Sound it out here.
It's not going to be hard.
Sound it out.
Here we go. Sound it out. My question is, are Bills fans delusional, or are we in for a seismic shift in the AFC East this year?
Will Bills fan delusional seismic shift?
New host.
Got it.
New host.
They're not delusional. I don't even think 6.5 is that outrageous to ask.
No.
I don't think.
No.
I honestly think the Bills, I would have taken the over.
Yeah, Allen's in the second year. He's got some third down weapons. The defense is great.
Yeah, they've made some major additions.
They get to play Miami a couple times a year. And the Jets a couple times a year. I mean, come on. Yeah. I think that's four wins. Throw in a couple. I mean, I don't know about seismic shift, which would be like them at 12-4 and the Patriots in second place whatever.
The two options were a little out there. Are you going under, or are they winning the Super Bowl? That's what I feel the two options.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read off.
We'll go. Well, Terrell Owens this year.
Doing on the NFL Network right now. I'm going to read off the schedule, and you're going to tell me whether or not it's a win or a loss.
Boom. Okay? Let's do it.
Here we go. Okay.
Do we have to agree, or do you want to go one and like first and second?
Getting you guys to agree is going to be monumental.
Okay, you take the first one. I take the sext one.
Oh!
Whoa! I'm Le'Veon!
You dirty boy.
Yes!
Dirty boy. Wow.
You got any money on you?
Yeah. I got jewelry.
A mil?
I got a lot of jewelry, actually.
I don't know. Maybe a mil?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Bills, Jets.
Yeah.
Win or loss?
Okay, well, I'll take this one. Win.
Okay, win.
I got the next one.
Bills, Giants.
Win.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Bills, Bengals.
I fucking hate the Bengals. Win.
Win.
3-0.
Okay, Bills, Patriots.
Lost.
Okay, Bills, Titans.
Fuck, that's a tough one. Loss.
Okay. Bills, Dolphins.
Win.
Okay. Bills, Eagles.
Loss.
Okay. Bills, Redskins.
Win.
Win. Bills, Browns.
Oh, loss.
Bills, Dolphins.
Win. I love my answer.
He's got
so
all the easy ones.
I got a Dolphins.
Bills, Broncos.
Win.
Broncos suck.
Ouch. Okay. Bills, Cowboys.
Loss.
Loss. Bills, Ravens.
I go loss.
Okay.
You'd go loss?
Yeah.
Well, it's my pick.
I know, but I'm just giving you advice.
So back the fuck off.
Loss.
I love it.
Bills Steelers.
Oh. Hot mess. I like win on that one.
Whoa!
I love it.
Yeah, I like win.
Bills Patriots.
Loss.
Okay. Bills Jets.
Win.
Okay. 9-7.
Right?
That's what you guys predicted.
And I think they beat the Bengals potentially. You know what I mean? Like, I think they could get to 10.
I did say they would beat the Bengals.
I thought you said loss.
No, I said win.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So don't fucking.
You should listen, actually.
I don't listen to him.
Yeah, no, you don't listen to anybody.
Well, fair enough. No. I listen to Clippy.
No, Bill, no.
Nobody
listen,
listens
nobody.
To Clippy.
Bill, listen, nobody.
Bill, listen, not.
Bill, nobody, listen.
New show.
Rookie used name of coach on show.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Loss.
Only been doing this show for 2.5 years, but you know what? Yeah, let's not use his stage name.
You know how many stalkers I'm going to get now?
He has so many stage names, I just can't keep track.
There is that. It's a good point. So, you know.
Coach.
Yeah.
Me, coach. Yeah.
Plausibly 9-7, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's, you I know, think it is
6.5?
Incredibly realistic.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's pinning the rise or the fall of the Bills on Josh Allen. Yep. And is he the guy to take him to the promised land or not? Because you can surround, you know, a garbage can with talent and nothing's going to happen, right? Or you can surround someone with an immense talent and they're going to do incredibly well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he wasn't garbage. I mean, he wasn't garbage.
No, he had some great games. He had some iffy games,
oh,
right?
Oh, 100%. You know? But like Lamar Jackson, you know, I mean, he's iffy too, right? I mean,
totally.
I see the Ravens and the Bills as pretty similar teams right now, and if they're both in that 9-7 range, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
And keep in mind that, like, look, you're going to have a dominant running team in the Bills next year.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, here you go. You've got like this stable of studs behind them, and I think that defense is going to carry them forward anyway.
100%.
So that's control the clock and like let Josh Allen just do what Josh Allen's comfortable doing.
Yeah.
He can make a few plays here or there. He doesn't have to throw it 40 times a game.
No, he doesn't.
Right? They can control the clock. They got Frank Gore. They got LeSean McCoy. Like Jesus. Yep. Like let's just control the games here
because
I think
that
can happen.
Too?
They do.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like, and I mean, play old school football, play Seahawks football, run the ball, play action, throw it deep.
Jesus, time to drink, rookie. There we go.
Oh, easy now.
Here we go.
Easy now.
Here we go. Got to bring the Seahawks out.
Wow.
I mean, let me just bring it back to the Seahawks here, guys. Coach Carroll rocks.
Been there, done that.
Unbelievable. It's like Holmgren used to say, guys.
Yeah. Fullback dive.
Yeah.
Do you have another donut?
Unbelievable.
Whoa.
You know what?
Whoa.
It reminds me back when Chuck Knox used to run the ball a whole lot, guys. And I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't rocket science here, people.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Seahawks have been doing it for years.
Ground
Seriously.
Chuck.
Wow.
Ground Chuck.
You know, you just catch the ball like Steve Largent used to across the middle. I mean, that guy's incredible.
Are you done?
Not really. I go.
You go all day.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah. It's. I got Sean Alexander. I got Dave Craig.
Don't even speak Sean Alexander's name.
Oh, you do. Yeah.
No one.
I got Mark McGuire's brother, Dan McGuire. I got tons, dude.
Wow.
I got Rick Meyer.
Oh.
Let's keep going.
Wow. Even Dave Craig's kind of.
How about Steve Hutchinson leaving to go to the Vikings? I mean, that must
have
hurt, right?
What are you doing here?
I'm nothing.
You know, this hurts. This all hurts.
Does it?
Especially McGuire.
So did some of your picks here against the Bills. Why doesn't anyone think that the Bills can beat the Patriots at least once?
I know we should.
That's what I was going to say. I thought you were
Well, you know what? I actually wanted to say which one was home and away.
Well, you should have picked one of them.
Well, but I didn't know
which
one was which.
Yeah, that's what was missing from your whole thing.
Oh, this is my fault.
Yeah,
yes, it is your fault.
Let me run through them and say, I pick, you know, Bengals away.
Oh, you don't think this segment is long enough? You'd like to extend it further?
Well, but you fucked it up. It could have been shorter if you did it right.
I'm sorry. You're right. This is my fault.
It is your fault.
No, I mean, he's learning. There's a lot of growing to do.
I see.
A lot of room for growth.
The show's called Blitz Bills. You might do some research.
Yeah.
I thought you
meant. In what way?
I don't understand the question.
And that's why we love you, Coach.
In what way?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Research.
He knows the Seahawks home schedule.
Yeah,
that's about
right? Actually, I don't even know that.
No, it's true.
He barely knows
no
it.
Idea. No. You're giving him so much credit.
That's true.
I love you guys.
Can we just move to shut up? Can we just move on to the next segment?
Yes.
Okay, thank
Please.
God. Please, let's do that.
There's another one?
No.
I hope not.
No.
Thank
no.
God.
This is the end.
Great.
This is the end of it.
Excellent.
This is the end. Okay.
Second down.
I'm not sure you guys heard about this or not, but recently, Jets running back Le'Veon Bell was robbed of his jewelry, cash, and other valuable items by two suspects the police are now looking for. This is an incredible case. So incredible, in fact, that I've got the 911 call to play for you now.
Ooh.
How did you get your hands on this?
Oh, I have my message.
Actually, Clippy got it.
Yeah.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I had two girls in my house, and I got up, did my normal routine to go work out. So I left the workout for a couple hours. When I came back, They took my money. They took my watch, my jewelry, a couple more things of value out of my house. And I don't know where they're at. I tried to call them before I called you guys. I tried to call them, and they're not answering me, and they're ignoring me.
No. Okay, what all did you say was taken? I know you said money.
So money, my jewelry, and other things of value, so like clothes, shoes.
What is the total estimated value of the items?
Oh, like $1 million.
Since you said that you know the girls who did this, I need to get their description. Are they white, black, or Hispanic?
The girls, they're one is mixed, and they're both mixed. They're both mixed.
Okay, the one that looks more black, how old is she?
23.
What was she wearing today?
I mean, when I left, she was in the bed. She was in the bed, not wearing clothes when she left. So I didn't see her when she, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and the other one, you said she looked more Hispanic, is that correct?
She's 21.
And what was she seen, last seen wearing today?
The same way, she was in the bed too.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second.
Fuck.
One, Le'Veon confirmed to police that indeed he was having a menage a trois with two college-age girls. Yep. For that alone, I may have to buy his jersey.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say, that's I'm ordering it right
Number
now.
Number two, after this crazy tryst, Bell figured that he could just leave these two strangers alone in his place with $1 million worth of shit lying around, and everything would just be hunky-dory.
You haven't done that before?
No, no. Not, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, a couple times. Number three. After these two miscreants split with his stuff, he was confused why they were ignoring his calls.
Weird?
It is a little bit odd, right?
No, just... You call like, hey, how's it going, Star, or where the fuck their names are?
Star.
What are you going to ask
Star
them?
Williams?
Hey, did you take my shit?
And this is the best part.
I got to ask you.
And number four, mental giants that gave Le'Veon their phone numbers, okay? So how hard do you think it's going to be for the police to actually track them down?
Super hard.
I don't want to hear this phone call. I want to hear the pizza place that picks up when Le'Veon calls, like, hey girl, no, this is John's Pizza just down the road from here.
Oh yeah, with the numbers. What? Yeah.
Dude, it's a fake number.
Okay. Yeah. So here it is. Here's my question.
Okay.
Coach.
Right. Yes.
Last time you had a three-way, was this the normal way that you ended the evening? I mean, tell us.
I think I was a bit more of a gentleman than that.
Paint a picture.
Paint a picture.
Just give us a setting. Give us a setting.
I mean, we know you didn't leave to go for a workout. We know that.
Yeah. Well, the lights were off. That's the first part of it. Yeah. So I'm not actually sure who was there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's a couple of deep voices.
They were very gentle. I can confirm that. They were very gentle.
They seemed really nice.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that great? Wonderful. Were you just on the couch and everyone else was? Okay, fair enough.
It was a very clean bathroom.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
It is.
This is what I love about the NFL. Like these kind of characters that come out with these ridiculous stories. Like you take two girls you don't even know, I'm assuming you don't even know, to your place and like, hey, I'm heading out for a couple hours for my workout, and you expect, what, are they just gonna come, they'll just be there when you get back? Yeah. I mean, like,
probably making them eggs and
right?
bacon.
Right, exactly.
And,
I just got two wives. I'm just going to take care of things now.
Yeah, no trouble. Hey, we cleaned up for you, Le'Veon. We did some dusting and vacuuming.
Yeah. But not to go too far, but two girls that come in for a three-way probably aren't your keepers.
Oh, really?
Probably not, at least at this point in their lives.
Speak
I don't want to.
For yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're talking about it.
Yeah, I'm keeping them. Yeah.
You just have a big safe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Isn't totally
that
fine.
But what world do you live in? Yeah. Where it's like, I'll just take off. I'll just take off. No big.
I know.
It's I love it because they don't live in the normal world, these guys. It's incredible. Like they're 25, 26, making 10 plus mil a year. People fawning over me, and this is the shit that'll happen. No question about it. Except he's the idiot that called the police. You know, like, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Oh,
I can guarantee you this is not the first time this has happened in the world.
No, absolutely not.
Right? He's
absolutely
just the idiot that called the police to make an idiot of himself.
Yeah. I like how just on the spot he came up with just false information. He's like, they're like, how old? 23.
And his mind's like 17, 16, 17.
Yeah, he's like,
don't say 17. Yeah. Yeah. Don't say 17. Don't say 17.
I don't know,
40?
40. Nice. Yeah. It was a mother-daughter pair. Yeah.
Wow. What color was her skin? It's like...
Identical, actually, because they were related. Actually, they were related.
Three different. She gave him three options, and at one point, he named all three of them.
All three of them.
Like,
yeah,
no white kidding. Or Hispanic or maybe black. I don't know.
He may not remember.
Here's what I would like to know: what kind of a lunch hour did that dispatcher have after taking this call? Like, who doesn't want to have lunch with Becky after taking this call? Yeah. Like, this fucking idiot called me up and said these two girls ripped off $1 million worth of his shit.
Yeah. After the three-way, I mean, this is a great con. I love it. And the sad thing is, these kinds of people get conned a lot. Whether jewelry stores, they up the price. I mean, this is a bizarre part of the world where they just get screwed. But don't call in.
What are the odds it didn't happen? And this is just him.
Is this a PR stunt?
This is a PR play.
Shit, I bought the jersey.
I know. Yeah. So see what I
fell
mean?
For it.
You and a million others.
Damn it.
You and, I don't know, a million?
This was other a mark. This is a marketing ploy. This is what this is.
Yeah, and we all fell for it.
Terrific. Now I got a number 26 Jets jersey I'm going to use to fucking scrub my bathtub with.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I hate you.
You suck.
Why we hate Tom Brady.
Tom Brady recently wanted to trademark the name Terrific Tom, which, if he had actually checked, belongs to long-retired Mets ace and legend Tom Seaver. Assuming he won't get it approved, I have a few suggestions he might want to consider, by the way, are still available to trademark.
Ooh, okay.
Please tell me which one you think best fits.
All right.
Number
All right.
one, Tommy Tantrum. Number two, Trickster Tom.
I like that.
Number three, Touchdown Tom. Or number four, my personal favorite, Tom the Motherfucker.
That one really rings well.
Oh, does it?
Like, it just works well.
Just
like,
it just rolls off.
Abandon the alliteration, it actually, that's it. You get caught up in the alliteration.
I'd love like a championship game, like, you know, those dramatic commercials they play before the championship game, and it's like, The Patriots, led by Tom the Motherfucker.
That's badass.
You don't want to tackle that guy.
That's
cool, man.
That's my point.
It's really cool.
It actually is good.
And ending with Tom. Do you know what I mean? It's just like,
I know. It's so lame. It's
just, I'm a big fan of Trickster Tantrum Tom. It feels like a 1960s Batman villain. Like, he's got like a bank.
Pow!
He's got a bag
with
like banknotes pouring out of it. And he's just like, that's Trickster Tom to me. I like that one.
That's so bad.
Throwing mouse traps everywhere.
So, so is that him?
Have you, Trickster Tom?
Is that him deflating balls? He's deflating balls?
He's doing all kinds of nonsense.
Oh, see,
he's getting up to no
good.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. All
right. Actually, he's bailing Robert Kraft out of jail is what he's doing. So, you know, I agree with you, Coach. Yeah. I'm more of a fan of straying away from, I mean, alliteration. Something, I mean, that's so lame.
It's so,
right? It's so expected.
So last year.
That's just it. It's so 2018. Don't you think?
Didn't you come up with this list?
No.
Whoa, okay.
Let's not confuse this story with facts.
Okay, Clippy came up with it, actually.
Yeah, Clippy, thank you very much.
But he's still chewing, so he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
true enough.
To be fair, cheesies are delicious.
That's, they are.
Yeah,
they
that's
are.
True. So here's what I'm thinking. I think the last one just makes perfect sense because when you think of Tom Brady outside of, say, the New England area, I mean, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker,
trickster.
Right?
Oh, sorry.
Trickster.
Motherfucker.
Terrific. Terrific? Wait.
No. Certainly not terrific.
Oh, right,
certainly
right.
not terrific.
Yeah, maybe no. touchdowns.
Yeah, maybe terror.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe touchdowns.
Yeah, terrifying Tom. Something yeah, like yeah, that,
absolutely.
Right? No,
yeah.
But I would think that.
Yeah, tug job. Wait, no, that's the other guy. Sorry, that's the.
I love the tangent. Just pa-ching.
You guys
come
totally
back.
Abandoned
come
me.
Back.
You totally.
I love it.
You guys just stared at me.
We were like Wilson to you.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
No,
like,
that's actually. No, by the way, that nickname is Tug Job Bob.
Oh.
See, he brought it together.
Okay.
He brought it together.
Don't need the alliteration. Just a little rhyming.
All right.
That's not bad.
Sorry.
That's not bad. Sorry.
That's pretty good.
I
think that works.
That's why you read the thing.
That's why I'm the host.
Terrible reading. I'm the host.
Oh, Jesus! God damn it!
Third down.
The new replay rule to include pass interference challenges has been finalized for the 2019 season. In it, coaches can challenge calls as well as non-calls. But like every other play, it goes to the refs in the last 2 minutes of the half or game to decide whether or not to review them. You with me so far?
Nope.
Also included are Hail Mary plays, where refs are being instructed to review the play just the same way that they see it on the field, meaning that someone will have to get shivved in order for the refs to review a Hail Mary play.
Pretty much.
So, finish this sentence. The new replay rule will...
Could be a disaster.
Maybe one at a time.
And yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you go.
I said confused coach.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah, that's actually that's perfect.
I mean, I played the same play. I went for the same play.
No, yeah, but light switches confused coach.
I'm getting, is this thing on?
Well, some of them are upside down.
That's true.
I hear you.
I'm going to change my answer, though. I'm going to say not move the needle whatsoever. It's not going to make it more or less confusing for everyone involved.
Right.
They're going to try and move the needle. It's just nothing's going to happen. It'll just be equi-confusing.
Equi-confusing.
Yeah. Whoa.
A new word.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's going to make the refs do so much more. They're going to call more penalties. There's going to be a backlash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're going to say, well, fuck you with all these other little tiny things. They already have about 2,000 rules to think through on every play anyways. Mm-hmm. They're going to be calling every little tiny nick and cranny and touch and whatever from these. It's going to be a mess. Especially preseason is going to be an extra mess. The first 4 or 5 games are going to be sort of a mess, and then there'll be a backlash, and it'll go right back to where it was.
That's a really safe bet, because that's happened like the last 2 or 3 years. They've introduced rules. Preseason is just a... Sorry. Yeah. You want to fix my mic there?
Yeah, dude.
You guys want to... Yeah, okay. All right.
This is our menage a trois.
You guys, why don't you take my wallet? I don't know where I was going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Totally.
That's fine. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Okay.
Fourth down.
Recently released Buccaneers defensive end Gerald McCoy is upset that his number 93 was immediately given to newly signed Ndamukong Suh. He said that giving another player his number, despite it not being retired, quote, showed how the Bucs felt about me. So what movie comes to mind that you think best represents how Ndamukong Suh feels about McCoy's statement?
It's ridiculous.
Who wants this?
I'll take it.
I love it.
Every time.
Well, because it's so easy to jump over my little hurdles.
Great. Of course it is. You set the bar high.
Of course. Come on, Coach. Let's have a coach.
But this is crazy. So here I'm thinking like, okay, when you're thinking of a movie, you want to think like, who's the good guy in this scenario? Like, who's the protagonist? Like
right.
I don't know. Sue's... Right. Not really a good guy. McCoy's being an idiot here. So I'm just thinking, what's going on? So I have a take on a movie, and I'm going to kind of give it a little bit of a twist. It's the 2019 version of Castaway. So follow me here.
We're going to try.
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard.
It's
going to be hard.
Castaway.
So let's look at this. Gerald McCoy, of course, is Tom.
Clippy, did you just open up a bag of fucking cheeses? What are you doing?
It sounded like you were putting out the garbage. It's amazing.
Unreal. Oh, great. So our new producer decides that now is the time.
So good.
Got a crinkly bag of cheese.
First fucking show.
Yeah,
his
unreal.
First
That's
fucking
tough.
Show.
That's tough.
He knows how bad I am at this, and he's interrupting me.
Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
We'd fine you if we were paying you.
He's getting judged by like the guys who just eat chips all day. day every day.
Seriously. He's got nothing to say because he's got cheesy stuff in his mouth.
Get it out!
Before he put the bag down, he crammed like 17 of them in his mouth. How about you eat dinner? Like,
You're right. Let me just shovel all these in my mouth. I'll put the bag down.
I feel bad, but I'm going to fill up first.
Fill up. Let me get the tank to full and we'll...
Oh, my God.
So where were we?
I think I'm done.
I know. Thank you.
And we're out.
Yeah. Good point.
That's a good one.
Yeah, real good point. Like your take.
That's awesome. Wow.
That may have been...
might have been my best take.
I'd say that's your best take ever.
Can I connect the thread there? Castaway, hungry, cheesy, spoiling show.
Right?
Thank you, Clippy.
Right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Cerebral. That's the love. Something else.
Hey, don't move my fucking teleprompter up. What are you doing? Unreal.
I love it.
What a rookie.
Did he hear the words? Didn't hear the words.
He's Jesus not falling Christ. Wrong.
Unbelievable.
You know, the chewing was messing with his eyesight.
We might have to hire your 13-year-old and fire you. It's probably fine.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, enough. Okay, are you actually going to follow this?
Yeah, I'll finish this.
I really appreciate
the abridged
it.
Version's coming now.
Okay. Okay. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Only a half-hour show.
Didn't know there was another option, actually.
So, Gerald McCoy, in the show, he gets job. He gets cut, right? I mean, this... that sucks, right? Kind of sucks. It's a bad situation for him. So he's the dude on the island. He's Tom Hanks, right?
So basically him being cut is your analogy for that FedEx plane crashing into the ocean? Yeah.
It's very close, right?
So what you're implying
very
is
close.
That FedEx didn't want to fire him. They just crashed the plane
yes.
and got rid of him.
Yes.
They're like,
yes.
You don't want to tell him? I don't want to tell him? Fine, we'll just crash the plane. He's gone.
And so Adam can sue. So this is where it's the 2019 version. It's like the extended cut where he's the guy that took the wife.
Oh,
right,
Dr. Spaulding.
Yeah,
I love it.
Nicely done. Wow,
that's awesome.
Nailed it.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson.
So Gerald McCoy comes back. And he's like on social media. He's telling a story about how he got deserted on this island,
I'm home.
Right? And he's like tweeting all this stuff out. And he's just like, and Sue's like, yeah, whatever. I'm better in bed. She said so.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, he's out.
Wow.
He's out.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's...
I mean, it's a rusty take, but it's not bad.
Well, it did get interrupted, though. I'm taking that.
That must have thrown
really
you
way off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was way better
really
until
threw
that.
You for a loop. Really threw you for... You were about to hit up.
It was going to be incredible.
Unreal. Yeah. Okay, Rookie, what do you got?
Okay, I'm going... It's a bit of a reach out, so it's a fairly recent movie.
Okay. So Coach hasn't seen it.
Coach hasn't seen it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And it's about a lead character named Jack. Okay. And it's not the one that you're thinking of. Thank God.
Okay, I wasn't thinking.
The movie is 2007's Jack and Jill, starring Adam Sandler
as a
very successful ad executive and Adam Sandler as his chubby, kind of goofy sister.
Of course.
And how does this tie into Ndamukong Suh? I don't know. There's 2 points, really. Okay? Hear me out. Yeah, I know you don't know. Yeah. We're just going to put you in the other room, and you can watch the movie and then come back into the show. So there's 2 points I wanted to make.
When do they go up the hill? That's what Coach is thinking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The first is... It's basically Adam Sandler in general. So if you take a look at the movies that Adam Sandler has done since Jack and Jill.
Okay.
It's like The Cobbler. It's the newest one, Murder Mystery.
Mm. Is that good?
Oh, no. It's absolutely horrible.
Okay.
There's the Wild West one that he did for Netflix. Like, this guy is putting out just horrible, horrible movies.
And
Jack and Jill was like the very first one.
Yelled at me because I rejected Al Pacino.
Well, if you need something to do, I'm just fixing the timer and heading out to a big family picnic. We play soccer, eat, steal white people's wallets.
What did you say?
I'm kidding. We don't eat.
Stop it.
Okay. He just doesn't care.
No.
At all.
He's getting paid.
Adam Sandler just doesn't give a shit. And that, thank you for ruining the second point. That's the point number two.
Yes!
Adam Sandler is a net worth of $420 million. He's like the richest actor in Hollywood. This guy's getting paid so well. He commands like a $20 million paycheck every movie. First of all, doesn't care. Second of all, very successful. Mm. So when you compare Sue to Adam Sandler, like Sue in this case doesn't give a shit what McCoy is saying. He's like, yeah, keep going, whatever. Keep going.
I got my
like,
critics.
I honestly don't really care that much. You know, I signed with LA last year because I literally thought we were going to win the championship, the Super Bowl. You know, I was really excited. Point number two, this fucker had like 60 mil guaranteed from the Dolphins. He's made 130 plus mil in his career.
He's the highest paid defensive player.
Yes.
No, over the course of his career.
Absolutely.
Like, on all times. Wow.
Yeah, he's the Adam Sandler of the NFL. Massively successful. He's pretty good at what he does, you know? But and doesn't give a shit about what anyone says.
But no awards.
Not even McCoy. No awards.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No awards. No titles. No nothing.
No Oscars.
Just cash.
No Oscars.
Just cash.
Yeah, just cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I'm going to go with the horror movie The Ring.
Anyone
dead
seen
silence.
It?
Seen it.
Anyone seen it? Of course. I know
girl
Rookie's
seen
TV,
it. Girl
Thank
is that
you very
which,
much.
Which,
yeah. It's where scary. If you watch a videotape, like 24 hours later, this
creature
thing climbs out of a well and viciously murders you.
I've seen this
okay.
one. I've seen this one.
So this ridiculous statement of McCoy's is like that videotape. Okay, only in reverse.
Ooh.
So instead of just shutting up and moving on to a new team that actually wants him, McCoy had to whine about another lineman getting his number, and you grouse about Sue getting it? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy signed in the division, by the way.
Oh, I know.
You know,
I know.
You
I love
crazy?
That, actually. I love that part.
So, like, does prior evidence suggest that you benefit by pissing off Ndamukong Sue? Holy cow.
Sue might actually try this season.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think this comes back to haunt him, especially considering their two teams, because he signed with the Panthers, will face off twice a year.
Yeah. Yep.
And Gerald, so by the way, you know there's 53 guys per team that need numbers, right?
I know,
okay?
It's ridiculous.
So no matter how special you were, chances are your number's going to be used by somebody else after you actually leave the team. Mm-hmm. And I also chose The Ring because I think it's an interesting metaphor. Because neither of these players is ever going to win one.
Oh, my God.
How does that
That's next
wow.
level. That's next
that
level.
That is. You took it too far.
I know. Coach is still he's still working it out.
Yeah, he's...
I know.
What's The Ring? He's like, who's, what's The Ring?
Yeah, what is a...
It's a movie.
What is Ring?
And
what,
it's but, also but something you win for a championship.
Symbolic.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it?
What kind of tape?
A tape. A regular tape. People run it. I don't know. You start to play it. And it's like somebody's nightmare.
Oh!
He's got it. He's got it.
He got it.
But how does that conversation go? Hey, Ndamukong, you can't wear 93 because, well, we just cut a guy that we didn't want, and we don't want you to have his number.
What if Ndamukong,
you know?
What if Ndamukong took it just to spite him?
Yeah, well, you might have.
They go, yeah, they
like,
go.
I prefer
I think Arians probably did it. Hey, Ndamukong, I don't care what number you want. You're taking 93.
Yeah.
I can see Arians doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you use the word tryst.
Yeah, I did
and
notice that,
And what was
too.
The other word? He used the word miscreants.
No.
Tryst and miscreants.
All in one take, and then the and at the same in the same take, you used hunky-dory.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Like what?
You said, Le'Veon leaves his house and thinks to himself, this will be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
I know.
It shows you the breadth of language.
You do so much research. You really get into
But you lost almost all of our audience, at least the ones that...
Oh,
I
yeah.
Think of.
Yeah, if I'm listening to a show like ours and one guy says hunky-dory, I'm off. I'm done.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
And then Tryst and miscreants. I mean, our other seven listeners had no idea what you're talking about.
No.
So.
Well, I'd like to think we're educating a nation.
Well,
this is an educational program.
A telephone booth.
A very small nation. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
This is educational.
Right.
Well, all right.
For kids.
Great. Hey, great job, guys.
Hey.
Great job, guys.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, I got to sign off on the show.
Oh, is that something
you got to
do by yourself?
No, you're still going
to
be here.
Oh, are we still here? Oh, okay.
You should do it. Is that something you're doing yourself?
Do I have to, can
I leave?
Can I go now? Yeah.
Have you done this show before?
What show is this?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so I can go home? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
See you later.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, that's about all the time we have for this show. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks to the Blitz Barkeep, who's finally back and made us a delicious strawberry whiskey smash.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
I'm feeling the smash
good
right
stuff.
Now.
Boom.
Actually. Feeling the smash.
Boom.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Feel free to check out what we're going to drink next week by visiting blitzfootball.com and checking out Behind the Sticks, and I guess great to have you guys back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good.
It was all right.
I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
I got nothing else.
It's a little bit of an imposition, but fine. I'll show up the odd time.
I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah. Wow. You're going to remember that during your next job review.
Is this a job? Wait.
Not the traditional sense.
Yeah. All your monthly performance review.
Yeah,
I'll make sure to document that.
You know what else? Let's throw a little shout out to Clippy.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Who showed up and actually kept his mouth
tight
shut most of the
tight
time.
Show.
Very good show.
He runs a tight show.
He sure does.
And I think his finger's tired from hitting that button.
As soon as you get garbage away from him,
you
know,
there's
no crinkling noises going on, ruining the track, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Clippies and plastic bags, they're nemesis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nemesis.
I did nemesis.
Not sure if that's how you...
No.
That's not
no
I don't care.
Nemesis?
No, that's not what
nemesis-y?
You
nemesis-y?
Yes.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
No, the Latin is the Latin is nemesa.
Nemesis.
That sounds Japanese. Nemesis.
Yeah. Yeah, nemesis is the
I think
whiskey.
That was in Kill Bill Volume 2, actually. Yeah. Let's take down these motherfucking nemesis.
Tom.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you. I don't know when the fuck the next show is, but, you know, it'll
next
be on
time.
Soon.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.